Okay, let's start the next Mishnah. So Zikur Rabim and the Machtes Rabim carries in itself a very strong stadium of special Sefer Shmaya and vice versa. Moshe Zocha v'Zikur Sarabim, Schus Rabim Toliboy, Shnei Matzitzim, Asim Shvatim Yisrael, Yerovam Chotim Echtes Sarabim, Chet Rabim Toliboy, Shem Achates Yerovam Shechtes. So the Mishnah tells me that's a very big chet, a very big schus, and the end of the Mishnah is sort of obvious in a way. If a person is mezake somebody else, this he gets a chelik in it. Somebody is mesis, somebody else averis, gets a chelik in it. It's kind of intuitive. Okay, so Mal says, "Kol mezake zarab yesh lishol ma tam dovazesh mezake zarab mechet bol yodei." So what's the particular inyan of mezak zarab mechet bol yodei? I can understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu's mezaking is for mitzvahs maybe, but mechet bol yodei is very specific. Why? When we call can say for the common came after the rabbi's figure, that's his tshuva. Lomi yimonach pesachat tshuva shechtes rabbi. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any particular reason for that. It's, tshuva is tshuva. Va'oid kashe, sha'oma achrov, Moshe zocho v'zika sarabim. Oh, wait a second. So he says that. Wait for more. I don't.
No, it's okay.
Okay. So he says the lashon of the Mishnah is not parallel. Yeromet vod chotich v'sirabim chet rabim toliboy. Bekachav lemeima gamke. Kol mishem mezake sirabim schus rabim toliboy. Ba'amartes rabim chet rabim toliboy. In other words, that should have been the application of it. That whenever you have something that you do a schus rabim, so all the mitzvahs that are added up, they're all told about. It makes a lot of sense. So he says like this: Korisbar lemaila etzel yofke shachas b'tshuva ki atshuva shach dafilam hazeh b'masha adam ba'ulam hazeh chomri gashmi v'pnei shazer gashmi u'yoch l'shanes esmaisov k'achoyim b'mishinu. So the first thing he says is the metzias of tshuva is only shach in this world, because tshuva requires a certain weakness of material. It's a zebezeh. In order to do tshuva, I need to be in an environment where shinui is possible. The mashal, they have different materials you work with that at first is in a very, very flexible state. So they might make filling for a tooth, and they put in the material, and the material is the material can be bent and shaped and turned and twisted and so on. Once they have it in the mode that they want to have it, so then you put a fixer on it of some sort, and it freezes it so that it can't change at all. So the maila is, it stays the way it is. The chisaron is, you can't fix it. If you messed up, you messed up. So for those of you who might remember the old-time photography, they would have two types of fluids, three types. They would first put the film into something called developer fluid, which would develop it. You would then rinse off like the extra crystals. And then there was something called fixer, which froze it so that it wouldn't change anymore. So, Olam Hazeh is a world of shinui. On the one hand, it means nothing is permanent. A person can go off the derech on the last day, and that's true. On the other hand, that allows for tshuva. There's nothing a person does that's frozen. Aval Olam Haba, mipnei shu nivdok mo shesvay lamayla, ein shayich po hishtanos lo mitoiv lo mira. So, Lamosha, if I have a table that's a circle, I could chip away and make a rectangle out of it, and vice versa. But the musig of a table, the musig of a rectangle, the musig of a circle never loses. A circle never becomes less than 360 degrees and no angles, etc., etc. So when you're talking about an olam, a physical world, a material world, change is its core nature. As soon as that's over, there's no mitzvahs of change. When I speak of a table, I'm speaking about something here. And it's a physical mitzias. When I speak about the table, there's a physical mitzias there that has certain properties. When I say I have five tables, I'm talking about a musik. The fact that I can ascribe the word five to tables means I'm not talking about a particular piece of wood. I'm talking about five things that belong to the class of tables. So anytime I take maisim tovim and bring it over to the klal, I've been mishayach for something else. I want to add, So he says a kind of philosophical nekuda over here, where anytime we speak of many things, we're speaking about a musig. A musig is a davar nivdol, and that's not shayach shinui. I'd like to maybe translate a little bit in terms of a person's nefesh and how he perceives things and so on. Every person has its tzuras achayim. So if you're to take a yid, he davens, he learns, he makes brachas, he gives tzedakah, and so on. These are all wonderful mitzvahs. All of them are part and parcel of my physical life also. I'm listening out to down called the davening. It doesn't sit on any, what's the right word for it, abstract world. It's me, it's my Seder Yoyim, it's my Mitzias. The mitzvah that I'm oisik in is a personal Hagas HaChaim. So that knows, that can know better times and weaker times. If I am mezakeh sarabim with a certain mitzvah, like you find these people who they're very into reshatness, it's been to this, that. Somewhere along the line, I'm mischabed to an idea that goes past my own mitzvahs and my comfort. A person who's used to doing certain things, used to keeping Shabbos, it's comfortable. That's a source of chayim, that's a source of life. If a person goes around and is mezakeh the rabim with it, then his siyachsus to the mitzvah leaves a particular personal kesha, and it becomes, I'm dovuk to this mitzvah, I'm dovuk to this inyan. It's a very different koach hanefesh. When a person himself is mekayim Shabbos, it's ma'or one koach in a person. When a person goes around being mizaris other people to close the store on time, to make Shabbos and so on, it's coming from a very different koach in his nefesh. It's not the comfortableness of somebody who's used to have a mitzvah. It's because the mitzvah itself as a musig is dear to him. And therefore, in as much as that's what his life is for, is enchet beliyoda. It's a chibur to a much higher and much stronger place. So he's saying it more abstract. I think what I'm saying is a proper application. Let's hold it here because I was going to go into a little bit more of a chesinian about, if that's true, do you have a klal that does averus? I mean, you know, how did the klal then bring averus? So, okay, good. Any questions? Any points? So, I have a chasina Lakewood, so I'm not going to be here. Bez Hashem, in 2 weeks, we should be good to go, Bez Hashem. So, go off, and then in 2 weeks, Bez Hashem. Besides, it's the Erev of Big Yontif here. It's Thanksgiving Day. It's Thursday. Next Thursday. So, Hachanis, Ruben. Okay, we say that. No.